These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Michelle.
And sorry about our brief hiatus and the technical, with little technical issues on the last episode, but we're back. We're ready
better
to close this Baldwin's chapter.
Ever.
Better than ever.
I have a new higher dosage of my antidepressant. Do
yes.
you see that serotonin glow?
Yeah.
That SNRI glow.
The neurotransmitters bouncing off the screen.
Bouncing higher and they're bouncier than Ilaria's very real just lifted boobs.
Just lifted. Yeah.
Just lifted.
Our spirits lifted like her alleged.
Yes, they're very
surgery.
They're to her chin.
Yeah. Okay, so this was episode 7 of The Baldwins, the kind of the key story of this episode was, will Alec go back to acting, which has kind of been, I would say, the overarching story of the whole series.
Yes, this is, now we're really here because the whole show, I feel like, has just been an intervention from Ilaria and his children to get him out of the home.
Yes.
Back onto the stage or the screen or whatever. By
anywhere
any
else. Just, yeah.
Like, how can we make your life so hellish that you have to return to acting? Murder trial, poop on the floor, poop on the walls.
And it's also funny, very the style of this show, that this is like Alec's choice whether he goes back to acting or not. Where in reality, it's like we know that clearly Alec would, despite his protest, love to go back to acting,
love
but
it.
He is uninsurable.
You're uninsurable, baby. Yeah, just like Lindsay Lohan in the early aughts. We cannot afford that.
Yep. She's going to have to be in a Bret Easton Ellis B movie.
He's going to have to show some titty.
Yeah. He's going to have to, I Know Who Killed Me, playing himself.
Oh,
and,
boy. Can you imagine him being in a movie titled that? You can't put that guy in a murder mystery.
But you know what? People would see it. Just like this show.
I
would
die
it would
to
be the
see
train
it.
Wreck.
I
yeah.
Die
that
to
people
see
would
that.
See it. Yeah. He's. This series, you guys may know by now, has been greenlit for season 2, and it was not a surprise to us because it seems like probably Ilaria always wanted
to
do reality Storm.
Oh my god! I thought it was like feed through my.
Oh no! Thunder and lightning.
Just like
God loves
Alec
Baldwin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, metaphor.
Those two are electric.
Yes. So it's not, it seems like Ilaria probably always wanted to be on reality TV. Like, and of course it would help her momfluencer career. And it's really like what she, you know, she's born to play herself.
She
you
is,
know?
She and it, her and Carmen could
her
be
and
it.
Carmen, yes.
Yeah,
they, and now,
I need
yeah.
an updated Carmen San Diego.
Yes. Oh, and yeah. And it seems like in this episode, our suspicions on Carmen and the Baldwins' hopes and dreams for her were proved true. They are trying to make her kind of the little Gigi Bella Hadid Jenners the. But I think the person who's on board now for season 2, and that's how I knew that they would do it, because he's the papa bear. He kind of rules the roost. Alec is loving being on reality TV. He's loving that he can do all of his boomerisms and while his
paycheck.
And while his kids completely ignore his comedy and have no idea what he's talking about, when he does an impression of like Marlon Brando, he's like, the camera sees me. He's never been happier. This is his acting role.
This is his
great role.
Yeah, it's not him doing the, what was that horrible thing? The episode where he like goes to LA and they put him in all this like
mo-cap.
Weird. He's like, he sold his like whole essence to the future somehow. Like,
yes.
I couldn't, you know, it's something I don't understand. It was somehow like one of the least confusing parts of this whole series.
Right. Is this like
how
that
you
Black
sell
Mirror
your,
episode?
Yeah, sell your essence. Like, and he's just like, it's Alec and Fool CGI, like just doing jumps. jumping around.
And just doing like random combinations of words, like my uncle's toast is foam cannon, like so that they can mash it. It's like, how can you act anymore? Now they have your likeness for free.
I
like
know.
You can, they can just put you in whatever. Just,
yeah, nice work if you can get it.
You can, won't you, you tell me how?
Top of the pups. Right,
all right, let's get into it. So we open the episode with a little Carmen and Alec, a little Abbott and Costello confessional comedy with Carmen saying, Dad, your fly is open. And Alec being like, hey, don't be negative. Like, can you just not pick on Dad? That's the rule. Don't pick on Dad for once.
Keep it posy.
Keep it posy. And then Carmen says, not much to pick on. And I'm like, is that a joke about
your
I was like,
penis?
Your dad's small dick.
The burns from Carmen. She's ruthless.
Yeah.
She's got, you know what? She's got personality, folks. Carmen's got that X factor.
She certainly does, whether it's, you know, doing makeup tutorials or dissing her dad while he does an Austin Powers accent.
Dissing her 5-year-old brother's like stained teeth.
Yeah. We find out in this episode that Carmen actually brags on all of her siblings' appearances and gives them regular makeovers, including the baby, that she beautifies the baby, puts lip masks of her own concoctions.
Yeah,
this
is actually the part that is a little disturbing. Carmen has run amok of their home in the Hamptons, just doing her little experiments that go on people's bodies. Like, she gets whatever
Children's.
She wants. She's making concoctions all the time. Like, the baby, who I don't think has a name still. I don't know if they've named this baby.
Well, I think the baby is Ilaria, the way
so
that Hilaria is supposed to be pronounced, but they call her baby, I guess, for, like, TV, so that it's, like, you know, less confusing.
But usually when we see the baby, she's alone, just, like, pulling out
sitting on a table.
Pulling out Kleenex out of the boxes all alone. There's like a whole house full of people and she's just over. It's just a camera being like, just basically confirming to the audience that the baby's alive.
Yes. Yeah. Because we are worried. And there is a theory from the Vulture recaps that baby is a Victorian ghost.
Oh my God. That tracks. Except I've seen her wear mud masks from Carmen.
That's true. That's true. But Mom, I am your daughter. Couldn't wear.
Hello.
That's her version of the veil, is the mud mask.
Ooh, like the children and the others.
Yes.
Modern reference, guys.
Yep. We see that interspersed with the scene of Alec and Ilaria, trying to read to the boys, trying to tell them, you know, story. This fairy tale prince, the boys completely ignoring it and beating the fuck out of each other.
Right.
Jumping on the couch, jumping on each other, like wrestling.
Yeah.
And yet they keep reading. I'm like, this is like another level of checked out.
But it is so important to read to your children. It really grounds them emotionally. Mm-hmm. No,
right.
No, that's just it's so funny, though. What a scene. You know, this woman will persevere and Alec will persevere through anything. They are rock solid.
It is so kind of a metaphor for the show itself, where it's like, despite the chaos of the truth of their life that we're actually seeing, they're telling us these beautiful fairy tales as if we're
we're hearing that,
taking that in.
We're listening to them read fairy tales to their sons who are trying to kill each other.
Literally kill each other.
And there's a baby doing whatever by themselves. Meanwhile, in Alec's confessionals, every episode is him like, I'm old. I'm dying. I'm not going to see my kids graduate high school. I got to be around for these kids.
Yep.
Oh. Love it.
Did you hear that too?
Oh my God. Was that the Victorian
ghost?
I
thought God is an Alec Baldwin fan.
Is that the baby? The baby's knocking. Baby. Yeah.
Baby.
The little pierced baby.
Not the mama. Yeah.
I'm not the mama.
From the heavens.
Oh my God. That show ended with the Ice Age. That's crazy.
That was so dark.
Dark.
But honestly,
I had a crush on my brother.
Robbie? He was hot.
You know what? Yeah. He had a big dick. And it came out of his butt. Yeah. He had a butt dick.
Butt dick.
A dinosaur.
Tail dick. Yeah.
Tail
what
dick.
Were dinosaurs' dicks like? You never see that in the
Well, now that we know that they were just like birds, like I think they're just bird dick. I don't think that dinosaurs like are what we think that they were. That's what I think. How do we know they were
continue?
So big?
From their skeletons.
How did they know how to put those together and stuff? I don't know. I think it's just like I watched this John Mulaney thing and they were talking about it and he talked to a paleontologist. He's like, yeah, I mean, we really don't know. They probably weren't lizard looking.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what's inaccurate I've read about, like, the way that they're portrayed, which, and it's actually, like, way less fun. Like, they are always, you know, like, Tyrannosaurus Rex is, like, a beige nude color, and they're all, like, browns and greens, but really there were a lot of dinosaurs that were very feathery and pink and, like, flamboyantly gay looking.
Yeah, they looked like Elton John in the 70s. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they are, like, you know, pink washing them. Yeah. Into straight looking dinosaurs.
Just dinosaurs just like to do cocaine and sing Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Gone too soon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we miss those dinos.
Miss those dinos. And the show Dinosaurs. Love that show. Okay, so let's get into my favorite part of the episode where we meet Emily.
Okay.
Emily is Alex's hired daughter.
We love her. She's like a breath of fresh air. She's like, she's so checked out of everything, but with exuberance.
Exuberance, yes. So, a true codependent, which I love to see myself represented on screen
that
way.
Yes, Lauren loves to see a young white woman completely codependent for an older, grizzly, tired man.
So Emily. Basically, yes. So Emily is Alex's assistant, but really she is his daughter. She's hired to be his daughter.
His daughter. What he wanted Ireland to be is what Emily is.
Yes. It's like she like is there to like help him with all of the hard work he has to do. Yeah, but then we see her like.
Yeah. And she says things like, nobody's more talented than Alec. Nobody's funnier than Alec. Alec is really... He's like the dad I always wanted. And he's so funny. He's just so funny.
People think he's angry, but they don't understand him.
They don't know
him. He's passionate.
He's passionate. Like, and he's taught me a lot of good lessons. It's like, girl, like this is like Stockholm syndrome.
It's so Stockholm syndrome where she has like, become a, like a brain. She's like what's her name? Patty Hearst of the
okay, let's talk about Jane Fonda.
So it's like basically she's like the 25-year-old daughter who's like a normal age to hang out with, you know, so she's like the older version of Carmen, the version of Ireland who doesn't hate him, and she doesn't hate him, and she laughs at his jokes, and they all talk about what a great infectious fake laugh she has. Well, they're like, they say it's her real laugh, but no real laugh is like this.
Alec taught her how to do that.
Yeah, from his, she's like, he brings such a great emotional play to our work. And it's like, well, that's just because your job is listening to him tell stories about working with Denzel Washington and being
John Connery. Rough like a Scotsman.
We see the beginning of a typical day with them together, and he goes, let's do the day, and she goes, all right, doing the day, and he goes, I knew that you'd say that. They all say that. All my assistants say that. Ha ha. And she's like, ah, ha, ha, I knew that you'd say that. Ah, ha, ha, ha. So
you get the feeling. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
That's the script that they have to do. The ritual of like, Alec is so funny. Alec got
me. And you know
he's
got
the upper hand.
It's funny you say ritual because what we have learned is the man has OCD. And when you have OCD, you do the ritual
calm
the mind. And his ritual is
making the same joke over and over again. And the young woman laughs at it because she's
so
getting
talented.
Paid too.
He's insurable.
And then he talks about how he has so many scripts to read. Oh my gosh, so many scripts.
Yeah, right. They're probably in his little, hoarding room.
Yeah, yeah, because they're all from 1986, right. The last time someone's
right.
sent him
no,
a script
yeah,
to read.
Exactly. He's reading like a script for Alien.
Yeah, and he talks about how when he read Prelude to a Kiss, it was such an amazing script, which like it is a good like movie, but it's
Remember
also
that
like
one, folks.
It's about how like he's in love with this woman who's reincarnated as an old man and he makes out with an old man. And I'm like, really? In the 80s, Alec Baldwin was like, I'm so stoked about this script instead of like weird and like, right. I gotta kiss an old man. Oh, like, I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
No, I don't buy
it. Not the man who said that he could not act opposite Meryl Streep because no one would buy that he was interested in her because he's only 8 years older than her.
Right.
Like, yeah. Not our Alec.
We need him back on screen.
But we do it for you guys.
Right.
And speaking of things people do for Alec that sound torturous, Emily tells us she has tried many times to teach Alan Google Mail Calendar, PayPal, Easy, or Outlook Calendar.
This was so dark-sided.
This is so dark.
Microsoft Word is his calendar.
And she's tried many times to...
Microsoft Word is not a calendar.
It's not a... It's a Word doc.
It doesn't update you. It's a Word document.
And it's not even doesn't send you updates.
He's not even doing G Sheets.
It's crazy. Because it's like... Google Calendar, it's not hard to use.
The fact that he doesn't want to use a calendar at all.
Yeah.
And he's so...
Well, it's because he doesn't need one. So it's like, why go through the charade of having
like,
her
his calendar
at 8 p.m.
is move the shoes back to where they need to go. So Alaria
pick up the dog shit.
Yeah, I can be diagnosed again.
Yeah, it's like... But we're still going through this like, Alec is so busy and important.
Busy. He's
you
so
know.
Important for Hollywood.
Right. And then that's really exemplified when Emily goes through his emails because he's got such a huge amount of emails that Emily has to read them and then give him the synopsis. And
CAA is emailing all of the time. Your payment has bounced.
Yes. Yeah. The one email I think he got this time was... the rug cleaners sent an invoice for getting the piss and shit out of the rug. He's like, okay,
great. Expensive rugs.
Yeah. Thank God she's here to work through all that. This is really more of a clip show episode. We're getting after this, we get a lot of like footage from older episodes.
It's like a B-roll.
Yes. Yeah.
B-roll of the baby. Again, alone. Somewhere in a yard in the Hampton, you know, it's just like a bunch of, it's just nothing.
Yeah. Which I, as much as I've enjoyed this season, I do hope I'm a little worried about next season because they don't have like the substance of the Rust trial to kind of frame it around. So I'm so what is it even going to be about?
They need something actually going on in their lives, which isn't an old man dying.
Yeah.
We already said, Lauren, what needs to happen in season two, and we need them to just do it, which is we need the cast of Summer House.
Yes, we need a Summer
to
House
move
crossover.
In for a weekend.
Yeah.
We need Lindsay Hubbard.
Yeah, desperately.
We need Kyle Cook to yell at Alaria.
Or even like, I guess since it's TLC Max, so it's like, a Bravo crossover is unlikely. Maybe even, Sister Wives, 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah, that stuff is a little dark for me to get into, but I think we need some kind of external
student
elements.
Sort of situation with 90 Day Fiancé. Like they are taking
someone
refuge.
From España, you know. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
Because otherwise I'm a little worried about next
need some real pros to come in.
Yes. Because it's
even if it's Honey Boo Boo at this. Imagine. Oh my God, that would be like Honey Green
Boo-Boo.
Acres.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, if we could get Mama June and Honey Boo. Yeah, this is Green Acres.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're the Alec is the Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Right.
And
I prefer the penthouse
view.
Baby, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
I mean, I have to trust in TLC Max. And
you have to even, trust like, in TLC. I really do. TLC.
Because it's like, I feel like the Baldwins, they will be hard to work with if, like, they are pushed into exposing more of their family life than they want. Unless it's actually the baby. But I have to trust that these producers are going to be like, look, this show, if they continue to have complete, like, creative control over it, it's going to be a snooze fest, especially because they've probably learned from this season. They're going to show even less next season. They have to kind of be sneaking those cameras in during the fights. They have to kind of like have a hidden camera showing.
We're going to see the kids more in the spotlight. They're really going to push Carmen out on us. I mean, baby's got to dance.
Yeah. And she's going to start dancing episode.
For herself. Yeah. Sing for her your supper, Carmen.
These girls are having a break.
Parent of a child who is autistic.
Yeah.
But I have nothing to say about, assassins.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a producer, they should have consulted me because, guys, why did you make a part two? Nobody saw that part one. Nobody was clamoring for
interesting.
A sequel.
Okay. About the accountant. We'll fix this in post. But when he was shooting the first accountant, he was in Puerto Rico, and it's when he had his most recent full relapse where when he came back, Jennifer Garner had to take him to rehab, and there's a really sad famous video of him eating Jack in the Box in the back of her car, and he's screaming at her. And that's when he was shooting the first accountant. And then while he's been the second accountant was when he was going through a divorce from Jennifer Lopez.
Interesting.
I know. So if there's a third accountant, something awful has happened to Ben Affleck again.
He marries Kit Kennedy and then leaves her.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, and we're back and we changed clothes.
We changed clothes. We changed attitudes.
And we got sick.
Yeah,
30 seconds.
We got sick of Ilaria.
Yeah.
We needed a full reset.
Yep. And we're back to do the last 10 minutes.
Of the episode. I am so sleepy.
Yeah. Okay. So, as we talked about a little bit before this, Carmen, we learn, takes care of her, 3 and 4 year old siblings by forcing them to use her experimental face masks.
Right.
And perfumes she's created.
You know what?
Chemicals.
I just realized Carmen is a stage mom.
Carmen is
her siblings are her little dolls.
Yeah, because it's Carmen is the parent being molded in Hilaria's image. And we learn, so Michelle and I, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, we've had a feeling for a while now where Carmen, it's they haven't pushed her into acting yet, but definitely they're wanting her to be the moneymaker.
Right.
Now that Hilaria's been busted for being a fake Spaniard and Alec is uninsurable. And then finally we get the first little whisper of it.
They're actually making her into a Kris Jenner type. She's going
to
be.
They want her to be a mogul. Yeah.
She's going
to
be a mogul.
Yeah.
She's going to have a skincare line by the time she's 11.
Yeah. It's very Mama Rose. She's Ilaria's
is there a gypsy?
Gypsy. Carmen has so much fun making her own concoctions. I called my agent and said, I think Carmen has a book in her. And I was watching with Cam, my fiance, and he started cracking up. He's like, it's so funny. That's her instinct is my kid is having fun playing. How do I monetize this? He's like, what if I when my kid was Gus, he really likes geography. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a book in him. It's so crazy. Do they really eyeglasses? I think there's a book in her.
There's a book in you. There's a book in you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff in that house too, and I've seen 3 books.
Yeah, and they're probably all Alex's book, Hilaria's book, Hilaria's second book, which, oh yeah, we've got to talk about that. Hilaria's got a second book coming out where she...
The Accountant 2,
where she blames her fake accent, Tamara Judge style, on neurodivergence.
Oh boy.
She says she has a fake accent because of ADHD, which, I mean...
Listen. Who amongst us
has not done an accent out of boredom due to our lack of dopamine?
But that
kind of focus and commitment.
I know. My ADHD, sometimes I have a Cockney accent. I just, influenza.
Yeah, governor. Governor. Yeah, and then she talks about how I think she's going to talk a lot about the subreddit in it too. For my Pepinos watching, yeah. I really get the whisper from the PR around it. It's going to be very Hilaria heavy.
There better be posts from the subreddit in that book of hers. That book that's in her.
Yeah. All the Baldwins, they all have a book inside of them.
They all have a book in them.
And that's why they act so weird. It's trying to jump out.
Right. You know? They all have a book in them, but the book will never be thrown at them legally.
Right. Nope.
Hey.
There will always be dismissed for prosecutorial malfeasance.
Loved it.
Okay. So then, and then there's like, they're having like a photo shoot. And then Cam and I, with Carmen. Carmen's having her Gypsy Rose Lay photo shoot. And we had an argument here. Do you think Carmen, like all the other kids, definitely look exactly like Hilaria's mom? Yeah. Like Hilaria's old face when she was like...
Did Carmen get her looks?
Do you think Carmen looks like a Baldwin, like a Haley Baldwin? Or do you think she looks more like
Steven?
I'm
wondering if it's like just all of her concoctions have sort of changed her
face.
Structure.
Yeah. She looks like a mixture of yogurt, honey.
And a little Kylie.
Yeah. I mean, I will be interested to see with her like obsession with skincare.
Beauté. And her friend Fleur.
Fleur has baby Botox already.
Yes. I mean, and her sister is her silent beautician.
Yes, her silent
nail technician. Yeah.
So yeah, I am. This episode did like make me really curious to see where Carmen will go next. Like Cam's like, oh, I think that she's gonna resent them and like do a tell all or whatever. But I'm like, no, I think that Carmen, it's like, she's so in the marriage. It's so the three of them. The rest of the kids, I think, are gonna like leave the nest. You know, be pissed off, be messed up. But I think Carmen is kind of I think they have indoctrinated Carmen. You know, she's basically Hilaria too.
Right. Hilaria too. Back in action.
Back in action. Yeah.
Yeah.
She is to Hilaria what the accountant too is to the accountant.
And
we
to
keep
me.
Referencing this, and we're probably going to cut the accountant stuff, but... Whatever. Oh, yeah. This is where we talked about this last episode because it made it to the press. But, the Danny, the fake friend, fake Airbnb is back, and she confesses to her breast lift here, giggling and being like, oh, aren't I bad?
I'm such a bad girl. Uh-oh. They're lifted to the heavens.
Yeah.
Same size, though. They've always been.
Yeah, my enormous natural breasts were so low before, remember? And it's like footage not found.
My God.
Like, they've always been,
footage
like,
not
up
found.
To her neck.
Yeah, like accent not found.
Yeah. And then we have this, like, sequence of, this was, like, a really... They had maybe 20 minutes of footage in this episode that they stretched out to 45 minutes. So then we see like Hilaria trying to get Alec to do the rain gutters. And we see like a sequence of like Hilaria getting on a ladder and just looking at the rain gutters and taking pictures of them while Alec is talking about like, did I ever tell you about, you know, the the movies I did in the 80s, and I was in the drinks Rolling Rock, and we had a pot of coffee called the Eternal Pot of Coffee, and Hilaria climbing up. And it's like, it's supposed to be like, oh, look at all the hard work Hilaria is doing while Alec is just talking about his career. It's like, Hilaria isn't doing work either. She's taking pictures of the, she's not cleaning them.
Also, like, I've never known anybody to clean rain gutters. Are you supposed to be doing that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we don't clean ours. And yeah, parents never cleaned ours growing up.
I've seen it only on TV.
Same. I feel like,
I don't think it's something you have to do.
Yeah, it's just basically, I don't think it's like stopped anything up. They just have like a bunch of leaves on their roof, you know? Listen,
have Lauren and I had major things happen to our home within the last month? That would cost tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage. Yes. But listen to us about the gutters.
Yes, we think it's not real.
It's just all for show.
Yeah.
Well, all for show.
Yeah, but it's like, we are not going to, pretend that we know what's going on like her, especially on TV. It's like, girl, you know that, you know, that's what's crazy to me is she's like, oh, this sequence will really show how I'm more responsible than him.
Yeah, I'm responsible. Yeah, like
I understand home repair. I'm like Pamela Anderson on Tool Time.
Exactly. Our DIY. I can DIY anything. I'm just like fixer upper.
Yeah. It's like, they're both equally useless.
Right. And then her, like, her husband is
husband with Alzheimer's
about his former glory when he was insurable and still attractive.
Right. And it, all the while, like, royalty-free, like, zany music with a Spanish beat.
Yeah. So crazy.
And then we see Emily, of course, the paid daughter that Alec and Hilaria don't hate, getting her lashes done with her stepmother. Paid stepmother, and they're laughing together about all the times they've had Alec's Instagram, and
he's such a comedian.
He doesn't even know how to update it. Oh, daddy.
Oh my god, he'll see this on a Word calendar, a Microsoft Word.
And then they again tell another story. They really like paparazzi focused. They're like, oh, at one time Emily dressed up as Alec to distract the paparazzi so that Hilaria could leave the house. We have fun. And Emily's like, her Stockholm syndrome dead-eyed laugh.
Yeah.
And then they do the shoehorned in conversation that has to be done three times every episode. Hilaria to Emily. Emily, do you think that Alec will ever quit acting? And Emily's like, no. And Hilaria's like, no. And Emily goes, it's just so funny how every guest on the show, they make them have that conversation with them. Like, yeah, we got it. That's my thing with this show. Season two, you've got to be a little less redundant. Because this is like, or make episodes 30 minutes. Because we're getting a lot of the same content.
Like if it's a sitcom, we need it just a half hour.
Yes, exactly. Or even,
Need a laugh track. I want a laugh track on this show.
I don't know. Then we're kind of getting into like, that's my Bush Lucky Louie territory where it's like,
don't say Lucky Louie. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Or even like, even Kevin Can Wait. I felt like it was a little too like meta proud of it. Or Kevin can go fuck himself.
Kevin
like,
can go fuck
you know,
himself.
All these satires of like, you know, that's what's great about the Baldwins is it is in the style of a sitcom, but it's
that's
like
my Bush.
It's like a That's My Bush, but they don't realize it. They really think that they are
doing
America's
something.
Sweethearts, you know, America's Lucy and Ricky who murdered someone. Mm-hmm. And like, we see what's really going on underneath. And that's the fun. You know, this is like what Kevin Can Go Fuck Himself was trying to do. Is the Baldwins. But again, like Kevin Can Go Fuck Himself, episode's a little too long. Mm-hmm. Let's get him a little shorter, cut him down a little bit. Maybe like a 20 minutes, I think we could do it in, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, date night. Every episode ends in a date night. And Hilaria is driving again because I'm really starting to think that
I don't think Alec can drive.
License was revoked due to
I don't think he
a
can
geriatric.
Drive. Yeah, he cannot drive. At least he's not allowed to drive around the Hamptons,
especially at night. Like that's when we really don't see him driving is at night.
Yeah, which you know, at his age, That can be dangerous. Honestly, it's a good thing, you know?
I know it's hard, you know, and like, I'm sure, you know, well, actually, no, I'll be like, take the keys away from me. You know, when I'm like 40, 45, I'll be like, I'm starting to get too old.
We should already sort of have, you know,
someone should have pulled them a long time.
With the seizures.
Yeah. Well, I did have, I did get the keys, the license pulled for 6 months. Well, for a couple of years. And then once you're 6 months free, seizure free, then you get it back.
How exciting.
Yeah, it was great. Back to being a menace on the roads. But if my neurological episodes don't kill someone, my lack of coordination will.
And we love that.
Oh, okay. This was the part where, okay, so they're...
Star walks in.
They're driving together and they're, and like they're both, you know, they're kind of talking like we're talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are talking about similar things, like they are, but they're just talking really fast. And then Hilaria, being very online, is like, do you ever notice how we're both having separate conversations, but like talking at each other, which is like a big online thing. But still, I was like, are we like them? Are they us, Michelle?
They're so, yeah.
Us, right? Yeah.
Like, who am I? I guess I'm Alec.
Really? I was thinking I was Alec because of a bad driver.
Oh, I thought you were because white.
Oh, but yeah.
But also that's why I thought you were Hilaria because of white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that you're like the wacky but one. I'm like the boomer, like telling story. Oh, well, we're both kind of in terms of references. We're both Alec.
I feel like maybe we're both Alec.
I think we're both Alec, yeah.
I think we're both Alec. Like, we're both, like, you know. Listen to me talk about Sean Connery.
Yeah. And then Hilaria Parallel Parks is proud of herself. She on it, and
can't
honestly,
do that. I've never known how to do that.
She did it in, like, six. Like, I can do it. You could do it in, like...
No, I can't.
Really?
This is a real thing. I've never learned how to parallel park. Did I ever tell you the story about when I was supposed to learn?
No, what happened?
When I was in driving school, and I was just, it was like the day that I was supposed... Also, my parents could have taught me, or I could have learned at some point. I just don't need to learn. Listen, if it's the only place to park, I'm just not going to go to that place. But when I was in driving school, the lady that my instructor... was supposed to teach us how to parallel park that day, but instead we had to drive by where she used to live with her husband. She was divorcing at the time, and then we had to like try to find his car and like go these like secret routes to see if he was like at another woman's home.
Oh my god! And then she was it Monica Garcia you're driving?
I wish. And then we had to go to Tom Thumb so she could get a watermelon because she felt like a little faint and she needed something for her blood sugar. And then this lesson was done.
Oh my god, I'm honestly jealous.
I also barely passed the driving test in the written exam. I think I got a 71.
I barely passed too. And my driving instructor actually, I only learned to parallel park because I lived in LA, so it's like,
oh yeah,
eventually, like, you know,
that's why I would never live in a city like that. Like, I can't do
it. I mean, you know, you get it eventually, you know, like after like a bunch of times of like traffic literally being stopped and people on the street being like back
yelling,
up like,
or just hitting cars. I think I would just hit a car.
Yeah, I mean I tapped cars a few times and had like 70-year-old men with crazy spray tans be like, you're not from around here, are you, sweetie? I'm getting your license plate. Oh, and that was actually a lot like what my driving instructor was like, which on the day that we were supposed to drive on the highway, okay, we're going to the highway, right? And he goes, you think you're ready for the highway? You want to die today? And then he just like passed me anyway with the same.
Oh, man. But we got our licenses
we're women who are bad at driving.
Thank you.
That's our prerogative. I'm an American and that's my prerogative.
Yeah, and that's I'm an American and that's my prerogative. I'm a citizen of the United States of America.
Do you know who I am? Because if not, you're going to.
Reese Witherspoon, DUI. The funniest video you'll ever watch.
Okay. Back to Alec and Hilaria. They go to an Italian restaurant, and this place looks so good. It made me so hungry.
They definitely have not eaten here in Summer House.
No way. It's not like
an espresso martini in sight.
No, and they've got like those green and white striped Italian food awnings, and like the nice patio, and they bring out like the bread, and then who do they run into? But speaking of Sopranos Summer.
Celebrity Times in the Hamptons. Everybody's favorite young fella.
Chaz Palminteri, who signed the release. We get to see him on camera.
He does not look well, bitch.
And then his wife also was missing a nose, even though she just had, was in some kind of accident.
And she had like a tube. She was a tubie, like a feeding tube.
But wasn't a feeding. I don't know. Yeah. Well, yeah, it was like partially obscured, but I was like, why didn't she just, I was like, that's cool of her that they were both, you know what?
Well,
we'll be on camera, wounds and all, supporting Alec Baldwin post-restaurant. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, that's a nice guy. When you're here, you're family, you know?
Yeah, when you're here, and that's where they were.
They were at the Olive Garden.
Yeah. That's why it looked so good and so familiar. Yeah, date night. I don't know. Do you think they have an Olive Garden in the Hamptons? Listen, also, you guys, the Hamptons is just Long Beach.
Yeah.
Long Island. Really Long Beach is a different place.
Long Beach in
place.
California?
Yeah. No, it's just Long Island.
Okay, so then, they are really, I really don't even know what's going to happen on the next episode, because this really felt like the end. I'm pretty sure next episode will be entirely a clip show of, like, the greatest moments, because this like really wraps it up. Chaz Palminteri says to Alec, like, oh yeah, my thing is like I take July and August off, so it's, you know, I'm taking care of her. And Alec is like, same, that's my thing too. I take July and August off. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, both of you guys, nobody's calling.
And like, you were just, your trial, you got released.
Your trial just ended. Because you murdered somebody the last time you did go to work.
And you got allegedly. You got lucky that the prosecutor was incompetent and like, you know, malicious and like not giving your lawyer evidence. You weren't like taking July and August off to spend time with your kids. You lucked out and your trial got dismissed for murder. Like, it's just so crazy. It's like, you know, we're watching, you know. It, but they don't really.
They don't know. And they're just trying to have a lovely dinner in the Hamptons, and the stars are out tonight.
Stars are out tonight, and Hilaria says, "You know what? Something terrible has happened, but finally we can move on in a way we don't feel it all the time."
She says that in every episode too.
Every
She's like,
time.
"Finally, we can heal."
It's like she's trying to hypnotize. She's trying to like get the audience to like mirror her, like a baby, you know, like us to say, "Yes, all is forgiven.
All is well. Yes, forgiven, because you're not cleaning your gutters."
Yeah, it's just really they are just so self-absorbed and narcissistic. They're like, "There's no America is so under our spell and in love with our love that."
Yeah.
We say this reality, it is going to be their reality.
This is America's funniest videos.
Yeah. another one of a Bob Saget level joke is that Alex says, I'm just, when they're talking about the case, he goes, "I'm just still very angry and very bitter." Again, he will not even on camera pretend to be sorry or pretend to acknowledge, like, to take any accountability. He's just angry at the people who said, "Hey, he shouldn't have, you should have been more responsible on that fucking set." Like, he's still pissed at George Clooney. He's still pissed at Kim Basinger. He's still pissed at her. He's never dropped a grudge. And he's still pissed at his mom for getting fat after she had six kids. Like,
right. And he's pissed at his brothers for never helping clean around the house.
He is the, as Taylor Swift would say, the smallest man who's ever lived.
He's the smallest man who's ever lived.
Who's ever lived.
Who's ever lived.
And also a rare honest moment from Alec after that. He's really in a really honest mode.
He's in a rare beauty mode.
Rare beauty mode after seeing Chaz Palminteri and lying his ass off to him.
And not fangirling, because you know you and I fucking would.
Oh, we
ever
would.
Saw Chaz? Oh, Chaz. Chaz. Mitchell, I'm sure.
He admits he's still like angry and bitter. And then Hilari, he tries to change the subject. And he goes, "Well, the kids have gotten much more calm." We're like, "I'm sorry, they have?
Also,
what were they like before?"
Oh my god. Okay, so you know, we were talking about Emily earlier this episode. I forgot to say, like, she's the only one who knows how many animals they all have. You know, like they're like, "We have all these cats and all these dogs." She like actually says the numbers of like all the dogs and all the cats, and they have rabbits or something. She actually knows.
She's truly like their caretaker. Like she is the daughter who is taking care of the two, like you know, mentally
disabled.
Unwell people. Oh. It really is like
the mentally abled.
Oh, thank God Emily is there. It is reassuring. Not in the way that they, where it's like, "Oh, thank God, we're so busy. How could we handle it all without Emily?" It's like,
yeah.
"Oh, thank God someone will, like, you know, I don't know, call the hospital."
When Ilaria falls off the ladder for trying to pretend to clean rain gutters.
Whereas, like, with Alec, I feel like it could be a Gene Hackman situation, you know, and the kids are just running around, you know, screaming at each other.
Right now, it's just the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is? Yeah, Tenenbaums-esque.
Mm-hmm.
In that,
let's get Wes Anderson in here to direct an episode.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like that's his next move is reality TV. That's somewhere where he can really bring his aesthetic and tweeness. And
I'm a little done with him.
He's just not funny without Owen Wilson is my thing. And his movies need to be funny.
And like Jason Schwartzman needs to be back in the fold.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so let's get to Alec's rare moment of truth. So Hilaria, you know, bullshits as usual. The kids are much more calm. I mean, if that is true, then it's like, they must have been like genuinely violent before.
Right.
Like there must have been blood drawn on a daily basis, because
we love that.
The only time we see them is screaming and fighting and leg dropping and jumping on each other, and they can't pay attention or calm down no matter how many, like, no matter what And so Alex says, you know, they were talking about the case in the car today.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, you know, and then Hilaria just goes back to the usual script, right? She's like, "You know, we think that they don't know stuff, but they pick up on a lot more stuff. Like Carmen, you know, she knows about it mostly." And Alex like, "No, I heard them all talking about it."
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God. They're all scripting.
They're all script. Well, yeah. Well, they all are just like, aware.
They're all aware because they're just stuck in this home together. They never get to leave. They're always together. They've said this every episode. Like,
yeah, how could they not just hear? You know,
yeah. Like, and Ilaria's like, "Oh, and ever since all this has happened, like, we've even spent even more time all together and not like away from each other, like, become more insular.
It's so unhealthy, you know.
With the Baldwinos, we stick together."
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just, yeah. And, I feel bad for those kids, except for Carmen, who I think
she's a star.
I think she'll be the master manipulator. I think, like, yeah, her parents are manipulating her now, but guess what?
Joke's on them.
Gross on them. She's going to, Emily's going to be set up for a little accident, you know, and Carmen is going to take over her role as like a daughter caretaker.
Right.
Baby Jane. Who is Baby Jane's? Yeah, the you know, the keeper of the old Scarlet. Yeah. Alec puttering around in a wheelchair, and he just, oh, he takes a spill too. Who gets all this money? Uh-oh.
What happens on that staircase in the Hamptons?
Mm. And then, Alec, we're still drawing this out even more. Everybody wants me to go back to acting, but I still am not sure yet. No one wants you to go back. This is so
fake. We have not
seen
him on the phone with an agent, with a manager. We haven't seen scripts delivered.
The tons of scripts that Emily's got to sift through up to her neck in script.
Nothing.
And it's just so frustrating where it's like, I don't know. It's just so frustrating mostly because it's like the first episode was rough. Episodes 2 through 4, great. And then they've padded and drawn out this will Alec go back to acting question so much. And it's like, honestly, you guys are the show is better than this. You guys are way more fucked up than this, you know?
Right. Like, we're better than this, guys. Get it together.
Get it together. You look at get the sister together. Wives, okay? You know, they, 90 Day
they
Fiance.
They have staying power.
Admit you're as desperate as they are, okay? Because mm-hmm. you are, and you need to show us a little more. You need to show us, guess what, Alec? We know people aren't calling. You know,
nobody's calling. No one's updating your Word calendar, babe.
Yeah. And we love the lies. You know, we love the lies. But it's like when you give us the same lie over and over again, that's supposed to be on the cutting room floor. OK,
yeah, so
we don't want to
hear even calling anymore. I don't even think he was at the SNL 50.
I thought he was. Maybe.
I don't know if he was.
I can't remember.
Exactly.
No, he was. Yeah, because I was like, I wonder how they insured him on that one. I was like, maybe he was like invited as a guest instead.
Right, because Blake Lively was also there.
Well, she's not uninsured. Oh, I guess maybe she might be.
She was in the audience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Ryan Reynolds like weirdly kind of acknowledged the whole.
Yeah.
But then not really. I don't know. You know what? They would be great on the show next season.
I need to see Blake Lively and Ilaria having a conversation.
I kind of think they'd really get along.
I think so.
They both just had lifts and nothing else.
I know, exactly. She's had the best boob job and the best
two
nose job.
Two of both, and both great. Like the first nose job, first boob job, great, awesome already. Even better.
We got to land this plane.
Okay, yeah. So, so we got one episode left, the finale. I don't know. I guess maybe, I feel like there's not going to be, I'm already going to guesstimate that it's gonna suck ass, but we'll get through it, and we might add some excerpts from Hilaria's first book to kind of, because I did find it is at my house, it was just in my bookshelf, so we'll kind of use that to spice it up if the finale is more like clip show ass mm-hmm. will Alec go back to acting bullshit, so that because mm-hmm. we want to keep you guys entertained, you know, it's like,
yeah, that's entertainment, baby.
They might not be interested in keeping you entertained as much mm-hmm. as their agenda, but honey, we only script a little bit, okay? We like to add.
We
more.
Like to add to it. Yeah. We want it to be special.
Yeah.
We know TV. We or know what was that?
Drama.
We know drama.
TBS.
We know drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And TBC.
To be determined. To be continued.
And thanks for like, bearing with us on our break. Had to take a little break to, you know, emotionally fall apart. You guys know how it is.
But you know how it is. We're back.
We're back. We're going to have more of the Valley. We're going to finish up the Baldwins. And then we're going to get into some Bethany Ever After as well. So thanks for watching.
Special guests, probably.
Probably.
Let us know if we should be covering Vanderpump Villa. I have seen clips with Stassi that look pretty good.
I am interested in like the, you know.
The cousin.
And the Beau's sister has
the sister. Yes. He got her name tattooed. They met later in life as adults. They're very huggy, kissy. That's fine. But like they met as like adults.
Wow.
And Stassi's like, what the fuck?
See, this
and
is
apparently,
what
like, apparently her dark passenger comes up this season.
This is what I've always said about, I thought that her reality show with Beau would suck because I thought it would hide too much of their actual relationship. But it's like, if we kind of, if Beau is revealed for the Joel Rifkin-esque serial killer that I suspect he is, then
we
that's really compelling.
Yeah. And now there's even more to the story. He's got a sister who's Italian, who he just met like 4 years ago. Like, what's going on?
Sister is giving like an Annie when Tim Curry's sister is Bernadette Peters, Lily St. James or whatever, where it's like, but really it's his girlfriend or like the White Stripes, you know?
Oh
or
my God. Yeah, exactly.
Like, sister
and,
situation.
And they got their names tattooed on each other. Like they got, like she, I think she has his name tattooed and he has hers or something.
No, not by, they sucked and fucked for sure.
Something.
Comment below if you think Beau sucked and fucked his sister and what you think his real name is, because it ain't Beau. We've heard three different
names.
He's
got a lot of names. At least he doesn't wear those stupid wooden bow ties anymore.
Oh, God. Yeah. So 2014.
So crazy that she married him.
Yeah. His like twee hipster aesthetic didn't hold up.
Yeah. Not in court.
All right. We love you guys. See you
no
next
oral
week.
Exam, nope, but we did enough.